Reach a low 80s, with a southeasterly wind of 10 to 15 that could gust to 25. Partly cloudy skies will continue tonight, lows will dip down to the upper 60s. And that's your forecast. I'm 1230 KFJB meteorologist Nikki Latola. Right now, it's 62.
And good morning. It's time for another Experience Marshall Town Show. Val Ruff, our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. Hi, Val.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's a little rainy.
It is a little rainy, but we need some rain.
We do. Amen to that. Yes.
So just a nice little rain shower, not anything with high winds. So we are excited, or I'm excited, because today our special guest is Buffy Honig. Is it Honig?
Honig, yeah.
Honig. Mm-hmm. And she is with us again. We're going to be talking about the 60th Rose Festival celebration. That is so exciting.
It is.
I know I had you in here last year, and we were talking about the 59th, and that was kind of a big deal. But here we are celebrating the 60th Rose Festival. And you've got a lot of great things lined up. So welcome in.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah. You bet. You bet. So this is a huge event for the State Center community. It takes a lot of people to pull an event like this off. So
it does, and I'm really proud of all the board members that we have, the work that they do over the course of the year. You know, it goes on from the end of last year's to the beginning of this year's, and I'm very proud of all they've done to get this pulled together. It's going to be a great event.
Oh, I bet. I bet. So I have a few notes here that, 60 years, it's been held annually since 1958.
That's correct. So
I understand you have a special guest maybe from 1958.
We do, and she actually was crowned the 1959 Rose Queen.
Okay.
Her name is Chris Gamble Roscoff, and she's going to be our Grand Marshal for the parade. So we are super excited to have that first Rose Queen back. And if I didn't grow up in the area, but coming here, the Rose Queen is really such a... little girls that grow up in State Center want to be that Rose Queen. Yeah. And so, you know, to have her as well as about 18 others come back this year, we're really excited to have them and welcome them.
That's
back.
A nice number.
It is.
And so, you know, this is probably one of those events that are celebrations that it gives folks an opportunity to come back to their community that they grew up in and see folks and, you know, kind of a reunion of sorts. And I'm sure, do people have their class reunions at this time?
Yes, there are plenty of class reunions going on. You know, people, they mark their calendar every year. They know the third weekend in June is Rose Festival.
Sure.
And people come back, and that kind of ties into our theme this year of welcome home.
Okay.
Welcome them back into town, whether you're a first-time visitor or, you know, someone, an alumnus, former resident, we welcome everybody back for the event.
Oh, that's great. That's a great. So the other thing is that, you know, the nice thing about communities, if you can be kind of known for something or have a niche. And so State Center is known as the Rose Capital of Iowa. That's kind of a big attestment to,
it is.
You know, something unique to the area.
It is. And our beautiful rose garden, everyone keeps asking, how are the roses? And, you know, our caretaker, Doug Gerke, has done a great job of getting the garden ready. The roses, they knew it was coming, so they're in full bloom, and it really looks fantastic down there.
And I bet it smells amazing.
It does. It does.
So tell me kind of what happens in the Rose Garden area during the festival.
Sure. So our big event in the Rose Garden on Friday night is the Rose Queen coronation. So barring any rain, which it looks like it's going to be a beautiful night, we have the coronation of our 2018 Rose Queen and Princess, and then Little Miss and Little Mr. Bud.
Okay.
That happens at 7 o'clock p.m., so it's filled with people wanting to see, and then of course all of our past queens will be there too that we're going to feature during the coronation.
Sure. So that's exciting for them to come back and be, you know, recognized one more time.
It is.
You know, they've gone off and spread their wings, and some of them may have relocated other places, so it gives them an opportunity to come back and be, you know,
it does.
Rewarded again.
It does. And then people can just stick around because Friday night's our big fireworks night, and we shoot them off from the southeast corner of town. So the Rose Garden is really that prime location to sit and watch the fireworks from.
So that's exciting. So the fireworks are going to be Friday night. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so does that just start at dusk?
Dusk. And it's usually somewhere between 9:30 and 9:45 we'll get those going.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun.
It is. And we're really supported well by the community for the fireworks. It's something that everybody loves to see. And we had a nice grant from our Kaufman Community Trust.
Oh,
so it just goes to show
how,
you know, there is just such a big community support for the event. And
well, it takes a lot of community support to do a 3-day event like this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were talking before we came in, and do you want to kind of share a few things that you kind of see as this year's highlights?
Sure. We have a few new things that are coming. Friday night, we're doing our Rock in the Depot event. Again, this is an old train depot that came over to State Center that our development association has spent the last couple of years refinishing. It's a real cool little place to go see, but we'll have a band. Grand Marshall is actually coming to perform from 8 p.m. to midnight. And then the Iowa Craft Beer Tent is going to be coming with their truck from 3 to midnight. So you can come down, enjoy some craft brews, listen to some good music. And it's right there in the barbecue area, which is prime for the
great
smells. And then
exactly.
You can do tasting at 5:30 p.m. for the Buck a Bone rib sampling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's, now tell me that was...
So that's Friday. So that's tomorrow night. Yep,
okay.
Tomorrow night.
You've got a lot of things going on Friday night.
It's a busy night.
You don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, you mentioned, you know, what else is going on at the Rose Garden.
Sure.
We are having the Marshall County Extension Service come over, the Master Gardeners. They're going to put on a show from 1 to 3 p.m., a little bit more on rose care. And then the top 10 mistakes gardeners make. So
that'll be fun.
An informational session for people to come down, walk amongst the roses, and learn a little bit more about rose care. So
there's just everything going on.
Yeah.
From entertainment to education.
Yeah. And we're going to bring the Marshalltown RC flyers from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. They'll be out at the practice field north of the middle school. So
okay.
It'll be neat to see an aerial display. They're going to have some set out so people can take a look at the planes. A fun new event to bring them into town. They're excited to
it come. Is, and the RC flyers, as you said, they're the kind of the model craft, and they fly these things around, and they're like as big as this table.
Yes,
and some of, and there's helicopters, and there's just that's a really fun thing to watch.
It'll
whether you're a kid or an adult.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's exciting to know that's something new. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Summertime is a great time in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, inviting you to enjoy the festivals, restaurants, the arts, youth sports, our bike trails, and more.
June 14 to 17, see the splendor of State Center's Rose Festival. Then July 11 to 14, it's the Central Iowa Fair in Marshalltown, featuring a concert by country music's Jason Pritchett.
Visit Marshalltown.org to find out more. Central location, great accommodations, meet friends and family, meet in the middle, meet in Marshalltown.
Your home for Bobcat Sports. News Talk 1230, KFJB, Marshalltown.
This week, we broadcast two Bobcat softball games. Thursday, June 14th at 6 o'clock, taking on Southeast Polk. Then Friday, June 15th at 8 o'clock versus Boone. Also streaming on our website at 1230KFJB.com.
News Talk 1230, KFJB, broadcasting Bobcat Sports for 95 years.
Malia Jean here from the Morning Kickstart. I want to tell you a little more about the work that Partner Pro Electrical Services of Gilman did for me at my house. I'm so happy with what they did, especially with the addition of my outdoor lighting. In the warmer weather, when we're spending more time outside, I love being able to entertain on my back patio. If you have residential, agricultural, or commercial electrical work that you need done, contact Partner Pro Electrical Services of Gilman, 877-433-7701.
At Glenwood Place, we know the difference between fullest and just getting by. Hi, this is Brooke Tice, Community Relations Coordinator at Glenwood Place Retirement Community in Marshalltown. We specialize in red carpet retirement living, whether it be independent or assisted living, memory care, or even a short-term respite stay. We are the only choice among Central Iowa seniors. Your red carpet treatment starts at Glenwood Place. Stop by for a tour or see us online at glenwoodplaceal.net. We can't wait to introduce you to our Glenwood Place family.
Welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Here is Val Ruff hosting.
Good morning. So this morning we have Buffy in from State Center, and we are talking about the 60th Annual Rose Festival celebration. And we haven't really covered, well, we know it, we've talked about Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It is June 14th through June 17th. It's you know, it's a three-day event, correct?
Yeah, well, technically four. We start tonight. We've got the 14th and the 17th. Yeah, we've got the pageant going on tonight where the queen candidates go out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they perform their talent for anyone that wants to come see.
Oh, mm-hmm. Gosh, it's a four-day mm-hmm. event. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. So we wanted, you know, we talked a little bit about Friday, and so now what we want to do is we want to jump into into Saturday because I'm just amazed at all the things going on Friday night.
That's right.
So let's talk a little bit about all the great things going on Saturday.
Absolutely. So Saturday morning, those of you like to get up bright and early, you can do the Rose Festival 5K sponsored by our athletic boosters and cross-country team. It's out at the middle school. Registration is from 6:30 to 7:45. You can register same day.
Okay.
Get that done and then go grab your spot for the grand parade that starts at 10 a.m. And it's interesting every year. I'm out and about pretty early and there's people already putting their chairs out in their favorite spots up and down Main Street. So it's a big event.
It is a big event. And, you know, I think it's worthy of sharing the amount of parade entries that you have.
Sure. We usually have over 130 cars, trucks, fire trucks, entries that come through. So it ends up being about a 45-50 minute parade. Kids walk away with oodles of candy. Popsicles and all sorts of good
all
stuff.
All kinds of good stuff that people are. So what else is going on Saturday after the parade then?
So after the parade, there's always the famous pork burgers at the State Center Fire Department. They grill those right there. You can grab one. We've got the quilt show, which is also on Friday night, taking place on Saturday at Mitchell Family Funeral Home up on Main Street. For the kids, they can go down to the library. We created what we called the Kids Rose Zone a couple years ago, and really it's more of a fun place for kids to get their face painted. They can get a caricature done. Sparkles Hula Hoops will be there. And the past couple years, we've had the mascots from Iowa State and UNI come. So you
deal.
Can come meet TC, Herky, and Cy, get your pictures taken with them. They'll also be in the parade, too, so the kids love to see them. So that's all happening at the library. And then, too, this year, the library is actually going to be open from 11 to 3. We just completed a major expansion project on that, so we want everyone to come and take it.
It's beautiful.
It is so gorgeous.
I was over there and I drove by, and it's like you can't even tell it really. There was an expansion.
No.
It was just, it's so articulate, and the architecture is just, I love how they restored and kept the historic.
Yes.
Feel of the library.
Yes, our architect and then Hay Construction here, they did amazing.
Yeah, so. It's beautiful. So all the kids stuff is kind of then geared for the library area.
Yeah, for kind of the, I would say more the smaller kids. Oh, there is a pedal tractor pull at one that the kids can do.
Sure.
And then the tin can training, where they hop in the little garbage can and
yes.
get pulled around by the lawnmower.
Yeah.
They can go to the opposite end down by the West Marshall Elementary School for more of the extreme fun.
We'll call it.
So there's the whole yard full of laser tag. There's the inflatables, and you know, sometimes I think people hear inflatables and they think, oh, it's just a bunch of bouncy houses. Well, we have a little bouncy house for the little ones.
Sure.
But everything else is for teens, adults, and anyone.
Yeah.
There's a big obstacle course. There's the hungry hippos game that they're going to be bringing this year, so you can be in a human hungry hippo.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah
like you said, the bouncy houses, they've become like these small cities.
They
blow all up, and they've got all these mazes and, like you said, different extreme things that you can do.
Exactly. And you can get an all-you-can-ride band. It's on Friday night from 5 to 9 and then Saturday from 11 to 8. It's just $25. You can ride both days, do as many of those as you want. Or you can just do a ticket and
sure.
just do whatever you
do whatever
like.
You want to do.
Yeah. And our development association, they're going to sponsor our rock wall from 12 to 4. So
okay.
I think it's a 3 lanes. You can race a couple friends up to the top and be the winner. So kind of a little bit more of an extreme event. And then the National Guard will be bringing sumo wrestling. So you put on the big blow up suit and wrestle your friend. And
you've got lots
see.
Of fun stuff going on.
Fun.
Boy, if you're not busy this weekend, you should head to State Center. There's lots of good things going on. And I think do you have a vendor fair?
Those
are always popular.
We do. And we've actually moved it this year. So if you're used to seeing it up by the elementary school, we've moved it down just to the east of Hometown Foods. So it's right in the middle of the path from east to west.
Sure.
We've got over 15 vendors committed to coming. So you can take a peek at
That's all the great fun stuff
that they have.
Yeah.
The Presbyterian Church is selling pie and ice cream at Watson's. The Historical Grocery Museum will be open.
Yeah,
so you can
the lost art of homemade pies, right?
Exactly. They're always amazing.
I know. Who doesn't want homemade pie? Doesn't that sound good, Kyle?
I'm eating pie right now, so
you are not.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't be bothered.
So anything else on Saturday as we kind of progress through the day?
The big event is usually the Classic Car Show. This is the 7th annual Classic Car Show that Tyler Maddock puts on, and he does a phenomenal job of getting people in a town. I think we are, the last couple of years, getting close to 200 entries coming in.
Oh, wow, 200 classic cars. So what time does that start?
That starts at 11:30. Okay. It runs till about 3 o'clock. So.
Okay. So just, boy, there is just... Yeah. If you can't find something to do, there's a problem.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so then Saturday night, so you have a band, is your band is Friday night this year?
Well, the Rose Festival is sponsoring Grand Marshal on Friday night, and then Roadhogs Bar is sponsoring the street dance on Saturday night.
Okay,
that
so
runs
there is
from
a street
9 to
dance.
11.
Yep, okay.
Yep, I think they're featuring the band Kerosene.
Okay.
And then if you want to have a more family focused, if you know, maybe you send the kids down to the Rose Garden, you hang out at the street dance at the Rose Garden starting at 7 p.m. It's kind of a family fun night, so you can come and do lip sync. So there's a lot of little kids, they'll pick their favorite song, do a little dance, and
that'll be fun.
It's fun. And then a magician from 8 to about 8:45, and then we're going to have another movie in the Rose Garden, so bring your blankets, chairs down, and just camp out all
very
night.
Fun.
Yeah, we're showing Sherlock Gnomes is the featured movie.
Sherlock Gnomes. Awesome. Yeah. Wow. So we've got three packed full days. We got Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yep. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back to talk about what's going on Sunday.
Meet in the Middle. Summertime is a great time in Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff from the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, inviting you to enjoy the festivals, restaurants, the arts, youth sports, our bike trails, and more.
June 14 to 17, see the splendor of State Center's Rose Festival. Then July 11 to 14, it's the Central Iowa Fair in Marshalltown, featuring a concert by country music's Jason Pritchett.
Visit Marshalltown.org to find out more. Central location, great accommodations, meet friends and family, meet in the middle, meet in Marshalltown.
CentralIowaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at CentralIowaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is the year to do it. You've been thinking of remodeling your home, and Lennox Employee Credit Union can help you achieve it. The new look kitchen, adding another bathroom, or creating that backyard deck patio for great summertime cookouts. A home equity loan from Lennox Employee Credit Union can make the dream a reality. Schedule an appointment to speak with Shannon at Lennox Employee Credit Union. They have options with loans as low as 5%. Make it happen this year with Lennox Employees Credit Union. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
Methamphetamine goes by many names. Meth, crank, ice, crystal, glass, chalk. The name may change, but the need for treatment has not changed.
Iowa has seen a 38% increase in meth treatment admissions over the last 4 years.
With Your Life Iowa, those struggling with addiction can find confidential resources and local treatment programs across Iowa.
Let yourlifeiowa.org be your everyday life support. Text, live chat, or call 855-581-8111.
Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
And welcome back to our final segment with Val Ruff.
So, welcome back. And today we have Buffy, and she's here from State Center, and we're talking about the 60th annual Rose Festival celebration taking place starting tonight, actually, Thursday, all the way through Sunday. And we've kind of went through Friday, Saturday, and now we're going to talk a little bit about what they have going on Sunday. So, welcome in. Thank you for being here and telling us about your great festival.
Thank you.
So, what do we have going on Sunday?
So, Sunday is kind of a nice, relaxed day. If you don't have a lot of plans for Father's Day, you can wake up, take your dad out to breakfast. The Lincoln Valley Ladies Golf Association is putting on a pancake breakfast from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. out at Lincoln Valley in the clubhouse.
Wonderful.
$6 tickets in advance, $7 at the door. And then the community churches pull together, and there's a community church service at 10 a.m. in the Rose Garden. If it happens to rain, it's just at St. Joseph's Church there in State Center.
Okay.
And then you just come uptown, bring your blankets, chairs, and set up and watch the water ball fights that the volunteer fire department puts on. It's so fun. And if it's going to be as hot as it is, it'll feel good to get sprayed with a little bit of water.
Yeah, but a little misting.
Yeah. So that'll be it. I think you can enter and kids can compete. We'll call them amateurs. So non-fire department folks will compete. And then they have a lot of teams that come in from other communities.
It's quite a big deal.
It's
a big competition for those small town fire departments and stuff. Wow, what a big festival. So 4 days. So you kick off tonight, and you know, as we were talking at the break, you've got two bands this year. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Great musical entertainment and lots of things going on in State Center. What a great way to celebrate your heritage and have folks, like you said, come home, welcome home. Right. And I'm just amazed at all the, and I know it takes a lot of volunteers to pull off an event like this. And so tell me a little bit about, do you have enough volunteers? Sure. Can you always use a few more?
We can always use a few more. You know, we've got a good group right now, but there's definitely a few gaps. So if you are interested in volunteering, you can just either just go ahead and send me an email at statecenterrosefestival@gmail.com. Reach out. We need, especially for kind of that extreme zone with monitoring all the inflatables. We've got some church groups. We've got some different groups from the school that are already coming out. But if you haven't yet decided, we would love to have you and appreciate anyone's assistance.
Yeah, that would be really helpful. Mm-hmm. So so they can reach you, I think you said State Center.
Yes, statecenterrosefestival@gmail.com.
Okay, and then I know you have a website.
We do. So for the full schedule of events, you can go to statecenterrosefestival.org.
Okay.
Yep, and you can go out to our calendar of events and download a brochure. There's brochures that are all throughout town. There will be a little information booth that you can grab one at, but definitely pick that
up. And I know
up.
You have a Facebook page.
We do.
A lot of people go to Facebook nowadays.
You can like us as Iowa's Rose Festival, or you can follow us on Twitter at SC Rose Festival. And that way you can kind of keep up to speed if there happens to be any announcements, anything we need to get out there. Okay. But we'd love to have you follow us.
So you'll be going from this beautiful festival celebration that you have, and then in about a month or so, you're going to be having Ragbri
be rolling come into through. Town, literally.
Yeah, which will be a really fun, I'm sure you guys, I know I've been in touch with the coordinators for that, and I know I've reached out and said, what can we do to help you?
Exactly. So, now they're doing a great job, and it just goes to show all the support that our community has. So I just want to thank everyone for donations, and volunteers, people. We can't do it without. Yeah. Couldn't do it without you.
You're
guys.
Very lucky. This is a great attest to what a great community that you have and in State Center. And we're glad you're in Marshall County. And now, is there anything else that you want to share before we wrap up? Boy, there's just a lot going on. So I would just really encourage you to check out the Facebook, the website. If you have any questions or if you want to volunteer, get in touch with Buffy. So thank you for being here.
Yes,
and thank you
for
all that you guys do to make this a great festival for Marshall County
and
State Center.
And we look forward to seeing everyone out there.
So I want to take a quick moment here. I always try to do this at the end of the show, is to bring you up to date on everything that's going on in the community. And I just have to say this because I think it's true attest that there are plenty of things going on around here. There are 13 things going on today alone, Kyle.
And I plan to hit at least 10 of them.
Okay, so kids in college out at Iowa Valley Continuing Education, STEM for Girls, that's at Iowa Valley as well, Tune Up Your Photography Skills, taking place at the Marshalltown High School, Receipt Roundup, there's a little fundraiser going on for Searcy, and you can get more information on that. Of course, Buffy's in here, and we're talking about the State Center Rose Festival, kicks off tonight, runs through Sunday. There's babysitter training at the Marshalltown YMCA, YWCA, Alzheimer's Support Group, there's a brown bag lunch, they're talking about eagles at Grimes Farm, there's art in the park at Grimes Farm tonight. And there's a cruise for a cause that takes place at Glenwood Place. There's a taekwondo class in case, you know, if there isn't something else you hadn't wanted to do and you want to get your taekwondo and get your kicks in. That's going on. The municipal band is playing tonight at the courthouse. And then the Iowa Valley, the Orpheum Theater has Mary Swander. So any of that information, that's just from Thursday. So then we're going to move to Friday. We've got, of course, the State Center Rose Festival. We have a garage sale going on for the Marshalltown Christian School. That's taking place Friday and Saturday. The Iowa Button Show takes place on Friday. And, of course, our Friday night races at the Marshalltown Speedway. Then we move to Saturday. And, of course, we've got the Receipt Roundup going on for Searcy. We got the State Center Rose Festival. The garage sale, the farmer's market in the downtown, yoga in the park at 13th Street. I did the new moon yoga last night, and my body was it feels amazing, but it's amazing, those little muscles you don't realize you're using until you do yoga. And it was amazing. Heidi did a great job. So if you get an opportunity to do yoga, Kyle, you should go down and do that as Kyle do my job. You should do yoga in the park,
oh,
Kyle.
Oh, man, I would be so bad at that.
Oh, you would not. And then the Iowa Button Show on Saturday, and then Quilts of Valor is doing a fundraising on Saturday. And then don't forget Saturday, Joseph Kosinski is a Marshalltown native, graduate of MHS, is coming in to do a talk about the movie that he produced at the Orpheum Theater, and he's got a lot of movie people.
The Brave. Which is a great film.
Yes.
And he's doing Top Gun 2.
Yes, with
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. And him and Tom Cruise are tight.
That's what I hear.
So this is, you got to come at least see this. So Saturday night at 7. And then we moved to Sunday. We got the farm and flea market at Messy Missy's. And then we got the Funky Junk Bash at Relics Midwest. Music at the Meadery. And then photography, a photography course. Lots of things going on this weekend. So thank you for tuning in to Experience Marshalltown.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
You can help protect your community by calling the police to report suspicious activity.
My gut told me something wasn't right.
In law enforcement, our job is to keep the public safe, but we can't be everywhere all the time. We need you to be an extra set of eyes and ears.
I figured it couldn't hurt to call 911 and have them check it out.
Even if you think it's insignificant, if you see something, say something. Sponsored by the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, the Iowa Department of Public Safety, and the Safeguard Iowa Partnership.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails at the center of a new Justice Department report due out in just a few hours. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Sources tell us it specifically criticizes former FBI Director James Comey for his handling of the Clinton emails.